Hey everyone, and welcome to Variety Radio Online. I'm Rachel, and on the line with me I have Emily. And today we are talking about Once Upon a Time's episode 6-9, Changelings. And there's lots of babies in this episode, which makes sense with the title now, because I guess changelings are babies, kinda, but kinda not. A lot of folklore went through my mind when I heard this episode title. Made me think of, like, Outlander. And that Angelina Jolie movie, and that one Supernatural episode with the creepy kids. But Once Upon a Time is a family show, and they went a little lighter twist on it, somewhat-ish, kind of, not really. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, if you saw, if people know what I'm talking about, I mean, it is a lighter twist for changelings in general, but.
Yeah, because typically the changeling is a kid who is dying and they send it away for the fairies to take it and so that it doesn't actually die. It's
Or
like
they
a whole
send back
thing.
like a different kid and it's not actually their kid.
So them calling Rumpelstiltskin's child a changeling is like, are they alluding? Maybe they're alluding they were alluding to darker things with the kid because they sent it away and it comes back a different kind of person. Oh. Dun dun dun!
Play gasp.
Late gasp finale spoilers, but now that I think about it, that kind of makes sense.
Yep.
Anyway.
Well, first off, I didn't trust this Gideon from day one in Dreamworld. He just has that creepy, rumpled gaze where you just don't trust him. And it's just weird to me that she could talk to him as an adult, even though he was a baby, but this baby was like thinking like an adult, kind of. Like, I don't
Yeah.
know. It would just weirded me out.
Yeah.
I didn't
The
like
whole
it.
like dream sequence in this episode where it was like she was talking to her kid as like right before she's about to like give birth to the kid, and also the fact that Rumple like sped up her pregnancy, not cool.
Technically, the Evil Queen did it.
Well, okay. True, I forgot about that. See, like they're just so good at convincing you that it was Rumple. I like forgot that they were like JK.
I mean, it could have been Rumple too. Like, I mean,
I mean,
technically, it kind of
it
is
would.
Rumple because he's the one that, like, had the powder ready to go, and if he didn't have it ready to go.
She wouldn't have stolen it.
Yep.
The
Obviously, you
real.
were planning to use it just because you didn't use
He
it, like,
had every
that day.
intention of doing it. Yes, he had every intention of doing it, but he wasn't the one who did it in the end. But still, the intent is what matters.
And he would have done it eventually.
Yes. So, shame on you, Rumple, for one.
Still your fault. Everything's your fault. Instead of
Really
like
is.
that one joke, like, thanks, Obama, it's like, thanks, Rumpelstiltskin.
Except for, like, actually bad things.
Actually, it's always his fault.
Actually, your fault, though. It's not just ironic, it's actually your fault. And it's not a.
So, Jack and Jill went up the hill.
Went up
To do the
they fetched more than a pail of water, that's
hibbity-dibbity.
for sure.
They definitely did. And it's like, when I was little, I always thought Jack and Jill were like brother and sister.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
always got that impression too. I thought they were
Apparently
siblings.
not.
I guess they're not siblings in this universe, which probably for the
Shocker.
best because everyone's related, so them being related would just be a cherry on top.
Yep. This isn't Game of Thrones, guys. Calm down.
Yeah, calm down. But yeah, all just all this whole episode, I was just like the whole time I was like, screw you, Rumple. I feel so bad for Belle. Hook and Emma are being awesome for like literally helping her birth her child.
In the library. Actually, no, they were in the nerd the
Convent, right?
yeah.
I think. I don't
But
remember where
she
they
was
were.
in the library at one point, and I thought for a second that she was giving birth in the library, and I was like, this is so perfect.
Then you're like, no, it's
No,
not
it's
perfect.
not.
Like, Rumple, why do you have to do these things? Also, the fact that he was like, Zelina cannot be trusted anymore. We should just kill her. I was like, okay. Calm yourself, sir.
Calm yourself.
Like, which brings me to the...
happy.
Yeah. Which brings me to my, like, thought, like, still, where are they going with Zelina? Like, okay, if they were to just, like, kill her, I would be upset because, one, they'd be, like, orphaning a child, which that seems wrong, and two...
I wouldn't care.
Well, I mean, they were super orphaning a child because they already killed the father, and they're killing the mother, too. That just seems like it would be...
overkill.
Literally overkill, especially on a family show. But more importantly, because it's like, where are they going with this? Like,
there's like no purpose for her. It makes
would
me
be
mad.
Like for nothing. Robin would have died for literally nothing if they were just like, meh, we're just gonna write off Zelina. We realize that we can't do anything with her.
Like, honestly, no, seriously, she's fallen into the same pattern what happened before they killed Robin. She's not in a lot of episodes. The one she's in,
like,
she's getting hurt or running around, like, holding the baby. See, this baby is like the kiss of death. This Robin baby is the kiss of death. Because this is what happened with Robin Hood. He was running around the woods with his baby. Oh, where's Robin? Oh, he's hiding in the woods with the baby. Oh, where's Robin? Oh, he's feeding the baby. Like, and now this is, like, the same crap is happening with Zelina, and honestly, I will not be surprised when she gets killed off, and I'm gonna be pissed. But also kind of happy, because they've left
character her to Oz or something, like, with the baby, and then they're just never seen again, kind of a thing.
I'd be okay with that, because then we could at least, like, bring her back if we wanted to.
Yeah.
But it's feel like that's too logical for Once Upon a Time right now, like...
Yeah. I think at this point they have too many cooks in the kitchen and they don't know what to do with them. And hopefully, I mean, I think also the problem is they've forgotten how to tell a story over 22 episodes as opposed to just 11.
Yeah.
Because there was nothing like, sure there were like little moments that were like dramatic, exciting, whatever, but it wasn't like as big as where you, I don't know if it's like, if it's a disconnect because as an audience member, I'm not used to this like slower, really slower burn, like not
like,
knowing.
Even when it was season one and season two, there was still a lot of action in those episodes and like things progressed a lot more quickly and there was still things that were like relevant to the plot. Some of these things that they have, these little one-off adventures, it doesn't move the plot along at all. Like, at all.
Yeah, I think that's the problem is that there have been, it's been 10 episodes in the first half of the season, and the plot doesn't really feel like it's moved all that far from where we started. Like, we have, like, small little things... But at this point in, like, seasons past, we would have gotten, like, way, like, more of a, like, I don't know if they're considering, like, Belle and Rumple's baby and all that stuff being, like, this huge thing, but to me it just seems like it was so, like, tacked together, like, oh, she was pregnant in the underworld because we needed an excuse for Emily Draven to be off on maternity leave. Okay, well, now we have to do something with this, so, oh... The baby's gonna be, like, is gonna be older in her dreams. Like, I just feel like they are stumbling around with this whole,
plot. And I am glad that they aged him up so we didn't have to deal with another newborn baby.
Yeah. that was smart on their part to, like...
They're like, guys, we cannot have another baby. Because usually the ones that play the babies are twins, so they have four... kids on set right now. Like, we cannot have six babies running around, okay, guys? We need to come up with a way to age them up.
They already, like, I, hopefully...
Spoiler alert, but, I mean, this episode's late.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, I hope that this whole, like, the whole, like, the one thing about this episode, I feel like that thing that I've been waiting for forever was, like, one, for them to introduce the Black Fairy, two, to find out who Rumple's mom is, and to have them both in the same thing, that I actually was like, okay.
I was shocked. Once Upon a Time has not surprised me lately, but this did. This definitely threw me for a loop. I liked the loop. I'm here for the loop, and I want more of the loop.
So I hope this whole,
she
like...
killed it. She killed it.
Yeah. Awesome. I hope this whole, like, weird baby whatever storyline doesn't, like, butcher the delivery of, like, her being, like, scary and evil and awesome. Like I assume they're gonna bring her back, because I don't think it would just have been like, oh, my mother's the Black Fairy, and then she, you know, flies away, and, oh, we sent the baby away to keep her away from the Black Fairy, keep him away from the Black Fairy, and now it's, like, we're never gonna see her again. Like, I assume she's gonna come back, so... Hopefully.
With, I feel like that she's going to be one of the big bads in the second half, hopefully.
Yeah. Because there's always been this whole, like, the Black Fairy's magic, it's so bad, it's so terrible, like, her wand is the most evil, terrible thing in the world.
But and she doesn't have her wand.
Exactly. So, is she going to come back, like, with, like, little Gideon in tow and be like, oh yeah, like, we're gonna take over the world. I want my wand back, bitches. Give it to me. Like, I don't know.
I hope that's exactly what she says.
Give me my wand back, bitches. I hope that's what she says, too. Oh, man. But, and then it, yeah. So hopefully that pays out semi-soon when the hiatus is over, because that would suck if it, it just got dragged along and nothing happened with it.
And they didn't wrap up a plot line? I mean, I don't see them ever doing something like that. That's just preposterous.
Lily who? What? Maleficent? Is that a thing?
Who?
Who is that?
Speaking of stupid plot lines. Was this when Aladdin decided to, like, I'll be the genie?
Yes, this is when Aladdin decided to become the genie, and it was, at first I was like, okay.
This could be cool, but then,
okay, this is stupid, because you're an idiot. You just, like, made yourself vulnerable to literally everyone, to, like, any evil person. Like, obviously he did it so he could grant Jasmine's wish to, like, find Agrabah, save her people, blah, whatever. But I feel like, obviously, he was not thinking of since he gave up being a savior, and he, like, it's been a while, he didn't really think about the repercussions about to other people of what he was doing.
Oh, Aladdin. And,
well, look what happened.
He's so special.
He ends up in the hands of the evil queen, and that's where... And that's where things all go downhill.
Alright, well, I think that pretty much wraps up this episode. It was definitely one of the more, like, setting things up for the finale, as they usually do. As always, be sure to check out our website, thevro.com. We are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, and Audioboom as well. So be sure to check us out. See you guys later. Bye.